frustration,
pain,
sickness,
barrenness,
disease,
recession,
lack,
poverty,
failure,
despair.
Darkness shall cover the earth,
gross darkness the people,
but the glory of the Lord shall arise upon thee.
So cheer up, rejoice.
Your change has come.
God sent forth his word,
and that word healed them
and delivered them from all their destruction.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into God's healing and restoring word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Revelation that there are powers. Many of the things that we deal with, we are not supposed to deal with it. When you deal with the spirit, one spirit can enter a family and cause sickness, cause headache, cause everything. While you are there dealing with headache, when God comes, he goes to the root, and you find out that when those forces are destroyed, all of a sudden, even what you did not write, increase will come, because this is witchcraft. Is a system. It affects every area: your joy, your peace, your marriage, your fruitfulness, your spiritual life. Hallelujah. And tonight, once again, there are people who have come from all over and are saying, Lord, I'm tired, you must visit me. There are some of you who are standing representing your families. Listen, I want you to believe. In the next few minutes, the wildfire of the Spirit, like a volcano, will erupt in this place. There will be massive deliverances. I saw this in the vision of the Lord. Massive deliverances. The Holy Ghost is moving. I tell you, it's as if God is personally angry at what the devil has been doing. Lift your hands. I want to pray for you right now. There is an ability of the Spirit. Skatela makaya. Inside or outside, just keep your hands lifted and be expectant. Tonight, God will move beyond your faith. Beyond your faith. Whether you have faith or not, those forces must give way. Now hear me. I see this whole house engulf in fire like a volcano. That's what I'm seeing right now as I'm talking to you. Many of you are already feeling your fire, the fire on your hands and on your body. Listen, there are some of you who are feeling the urge to run out of this place. It is the spirits that are about to leave. Stay. What happens when we're about to pray like this is that many people all of a sudden start feeling all kinds of things, because these devils are, they will come out and go and not return. Hallelujah. We are going to shout the name of Jesus. Listen. I want you to shout that name. You are not just shouting because it's Jesus. It's not a magic formula. It's an instruction from the Holy Ghost. The moment you shout that name, many of you, you will not even know what will happen to you. The forces. Tonight we have come to declare judgment upon every power that is holding your life. Some of you, I already see the hand of God, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of your Son Jesus Christ, inside and outside and everywhere, I'm declaring that as the count of three, as your people shout that name, my God, I pray that every spirit, every family altar, let it catch fire, literally, visibly, physically, let it catch fire. Every physical altar. Listen, families are going to be delivered right now. So what is happening to many of you is not just you, it's your family. Hallelujah. Who shall declare a thing and it shall come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Lift your hands. I challenge Satan. I challenge demons and every power of darkness, that in the name of Jesus, at the count of three, let this shout ignite the activity of angels in this place. And Lord, I pray, may your hand come strong upon individuals and families that need to be delivered. My goodness, I sense the anointing now. Right now, at the count of three, I'd like you to shout Jesus. Hey! Shekete. 1, 2, 3.
Jesus!
Lift your hands. We're still shouting that name. Please bring them out. I shouldn't have to tell you, ushers. I see fire. I'm telling you, I'm seeing like a volcano. This is what I see. One more time, you will shout that name. 1, 2, 3.
Jesus!
Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Everyone here under the sound of my voice who is under any spell of witchcraft, just listen to me. Lord, identify those people. May your hand fall now. Now, inside and outside. Anyone here whose destiny is under any spell right now, the fire of God come upon you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ladies, lift your hands. The Lord is asked, just ladies, just lift your hands. Lift your hands. There are a number of people I see here. There are all kinds of enchantments upon many ladies. For marriage and badness, every spirit husband, Makoto Parataya. Keep your hands lifted. In the name of Jesus, as I count three, let all our sisters shout Jesus. Fire will catch you where you are. 1, 2, 3. Right now, go.
Get back. I use all those in front here as a point of contact to any family that is under witchcraft. At the count of three, every spirit, you know my voice, you will leave by the blood of Jesus. As it's happening to every family. All those in front, at the count of three, I command every devil out and never return. One, two, three, go! Go, 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 go,
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is power. To break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a lady. Your sister has a lump in her breast. Your elder sister. Please, who is that person? Your elder sister has it. She's suffering from, like I see, a serious mass breast lump. Please, who is that person? You're a guy. You're wearing like pink dress. Your dress is like pink. Who is that? You're wearing like pink dress. You're a guy. Wearing like pink dress. If that person is there, please make your way to the front. Hallelujah. I'm hearing the name Godia. Godia. Who is Godia? Godia.
Break every chain.
Please, let's save time very quickly. There is so much to do. To break every chain, Godia, might be your name, it might be somebody's. Just be sensitive so that we... Your name, you are Godia. When we call cases like this, it's because we are doing it by the Spirit. So please, if it's your situation, come fast so that we still have sick people to pray for. We still have requests to pray for. If there are very few people, if you are sluggish, it will cause a delay, and we're going to wait and we'll not be able to minister to so many people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see a woman here. You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. This is one major issue. Who is that person? The Lord is showing me a woman. That's the one of the major issues that brought you here. Who is that? Come. You're married? Where's your husband?
Husband, come. Because the Lord is saying I should end this captivity once and for all. Please come. How are you, sir? Listen. Look at me. It's not the issue of arguing whether the problem is from who or who. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't allow the devil scatter your marriage in the name of trying to find out who really has the problem. You have become one. Huh? So whether the problem is from you or from you, the long and short is that you are not getting a child. But we are going to break that. Huh? You believe God? You believe God, my dear? We are going to pray. You will not only have a child, you will have children. Please believe. We've seen all kinds of miracles in this place. Because I'm looking at your wife and I'm seeing her crying in the spirit. And the thing has almost become like a thing of mockery. And I want you to know, how long have you been married? 10 years. 10 years. Look at this. Sir, I want you to know it does not take time. Not when the resurrection and the life comes in. You have tried everything. Take me for it. The Lord called you out. Tonight is your night. Hold your hands together. You have taken all the glory. You have taken all the praise. You have taken all the dominion. You have taken all the praise. And you have made.
Highest praise to the King.
Hold my hands. My dear, place one hand on your womb. Just do what I'm... Look at me. Watch what happens to you now. Out! That's the spirit. Out! Now! That's the spirit that has tied her womb. I'm seeing a snake tie your womb. Lose it now! Now! After 10 years. Out! Out! Right now! Oh my goodness. August, start preparing. Your wife will give birth to children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Leave her. Stay kadabalarabosh. My dear, look at me. Something just left. What did you feel?
Lord, I just felt light.
Just felt light. Because as I looked at her, I saw a snake. And it tied, you know how a snake ties people. That's what I saw. You are ready to go and give birth now. And you will have your child. Sir, I want you to know that you married a very good woman. Very, very good woman. And because of that, the Lord is asking me to pray that the Lord is going to bring financial breakthrough to your family. It's one other thing you are trusting God for. Major financial breakthrough will come. Father, I pray, let there not just be resurrection in this family. Let there be supernatural financial provision. I lay my hands upon you and I call for the heavens to respond to you. Let corn and wine be given to you in the name of Jesus. Both of you will stand before God's people and testify. Go, you have your miracle children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, celebrate Jesus. They will return with their testimonies. See the man happy holding his wife. After 10 years. Ogasa, start saving. When your wife gives birth, take her to Bahamas. Hallelujah. There's another lady here. Your elder sister is also barren. Run and come. Because I'm feeling fire on my hands. You are wearing a red veil. It's a specific person. Red veil. Red veil. Red veil. Red veil. If you are the one. You are wearing red veil. Is there someone? Come. Do you know me? Did I discuss with you? Come and stand. Because the Lord is going to bring a miracle. Come. Where is she? Who knows her? So that you don't start talking nonsense that we are faking anything here. Who knows her? Nobody knows her. You are a member here? Yeah? Okay, you came from where?
Sabo,
where is the sister that is?
She's in the village. I'm just...
Imo State.
Benue State.
Yes, your sister? Oh, you know her?
My sister also, she's married now. She don't have a child.
well, you still fit in the problem. Come. Hallelujah. Look at me. The power of God is on you right now as you're looking at me for your sister. Just place your hand. What is happening to you now is happening to her too. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Is you are ministering to just you. Lord, I release. Don't worry, you are not the one who is, but I'm cursing that spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The resurrection and the life. I declare that it's over right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let her return with her miracle child. In the name of Jesus. The same thing I saw for this man and his wife is what I'm seeing. Apparently, it looks like that's how the devil ties people for barrenness. God is healing you. Keep the hands in your abdomen. God is healing you. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch her sister and heal her, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Where is your sister? Okay. Mommy, just lay your hand on your stomach. Lord, by your mercy upon our mommy, they that be planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age they shall be fat and flourishing. Like Sarah, turn the tides around for mommy. We speak with this anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break the power of witchcraft. And I open up your womb. Lord, give her children. Give her children. In the name of Jesus Christ. What's your sister's name?
Monica.
Monica.
Yes, sir.
Father, we agree for Monica right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We curse barrenness. You revealed it. Let it go in Jesus' name. Why she?
Right. Since June.
Your auntie?
Yes.
Since June.
So she's barren now. But the doctor diagnosed that she has fibroid.
She has fibroid?
Yes.
That's why she's not here. Let me teach you something. Look up. Do you know how fibroid is formed? Spiritually, not medically. Let me tell you how fibroid forms. Watch this. When a man meets his wife, what happens? A seed is deposited into her. Is that true? And there is capacity already designed in the woman to grow that seed until it becomes a child. Is that true? Watch this. This happened from the time of the fallen angels. When spirits, I hope you know that angels and spirits do not have, as we know, reproductive organs. That's why you see in certain Babylonian drawings, they draw both man and woman and they don't draw reproductive organs. Is that true? Now, watch this. What happens is that these spirits can assume bodily forms or translate themselves and try by through dreams or all kinds of prophetic ways to have intercourse with the daughters of men in an attempt to mimic what will be called pregnancy in the physical. Now, the seed that they deposit to the woman, her body is not compatible with that seed. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is that malformation that forms as fibroid. Are you getting my point? That is also the origin of HIV. That's how HIV came. It was an intercourse between strange spirits. Spirits that are not pure humans with human beings. And so it's called acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. It's acquired from an external place. That's how cancer is. That's why drugs don't seem to address these things. Because when they come, it's like they attack your platelets. There is a fight. There is incompatibility. The seed of man is compatible with the womb of a woman, but that of a strange being. That's why you find out that a lady can be pregnant and she can go to bed to sleep. A man will mysteriously appear. He can appear as a man, a woman, an animal. It doesn't make any difference. And then try to molest her or do something to her. And you find out that she'll wake up in the morning and see blood. Case closed. Because these spirits come. And you see, they are operating on legal basis. These spirits are not just demons.
There is a covenant that authorizes their activity. And that's why the blood of Jesus is the weapon that disengages them. Many people pretend as if it's not an issue. They get up and the devil oppresses them. Then they move around as though nothing has happened. And then they find out difficulty in marriage. Then if you eventually get married, barrenness. Then if you eventually take in, it will be the grace of God if you don't give birth through CS. Refuse these things. They may be popular, but it does not mean it's of God. My sister, you came out here because you believe God. Where is your sister? She's in Lagos. What's her name?
Antonia.
Yes, sir. Hold my hands. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we curse this. We curse barrenness in the name of Jesus Christ. There was a time in this ministry and in my life, we never saw barren people healed. We saw sick bodies. We saw bones form back. We saw all kinds of things, but this issue of barrenness, and I had to go back to God to study. I would feel the anointing. I would pray for people. They would roll under the anointing, but nothing would happen. I knew that there was something wrong and that the issue was not the people. And I took responsibility. And this was a revelation God gave me. From that time, we have had all kinds of testimonies. Hallelujah. Why are they here? Godia. All your names are Godia. Godia is your cousin. Come, this lady.
Lord, you are higher than them.
Where is your family? Who knows her? Who knows this lady? Nobody. There is something I want to say. I want somebody who knows her. Please. I ask like this because you know her. You came with her.
Yes,
she's
sir.
Your sister.
No.
She's your friend.
Yes, sir.
How many are you in your family? Look at me.
We are two.
You are two. Because where are you from?
New Extension.
I mean your state of origin.
Kaduna. Kaduna State.
Because I'm looking at this lady and I'm seeing an animal. I'm not seeing a human being. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is part of what seemed to have twisted and made her. I'm telling you, as I'm looking at her face physically, I'm seeing the face of an animal in a cat family. This is what I'm seeing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I judge this devil. Makuratina malakoto subarata. Let her go right now. Let her go. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands right now. I curse that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I break the legal hold of evil over this family in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead for mercy on behalf of your parents. See, sometimes we parents, listen, please, this is a message to parents, whether spiritually, physically, whatever. What you do can tell on your children. Don't let any man fool you. When Jesus saw the man, there is a way a man of God, listen to me, there is a spiritual state a man of God can take that will affect all the people that are under his grace. There is what parents can do and it will affect them. Don't let anybody tell you it does not matter. I'm seeing something here that I cannot say in the public, but Lord, I ask for your mercy. Right now, let her go. Now, out of her, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I curse that spirit. Right now, release this lady. Shigata morataya. Sombrani ketele kotariyadaba. Look at me. Who is a sickler? Who is a sickler? Come. Bring her. It's our time for miracle now. Bring her quickly.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger.
Please, where is she? Quickly.
And if our God is for us,
you are the one. Who is this? I'm not just. Please listen to me. No. Let her stand. She has come. You are a sickler. SS.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
What have come? Because as I was standing and I was praying for this lady, the Lord was asking me to destroy this. Huh? How has it been for her? Give her the mic.
Since she went to school.
Hold on.
Every week.
If you are suffering from this crisis or sickle cell anemia, come and stand here quickly. Let's deal with this thing. I'm angry in my spirit. Please come. Come and stand here now. Don't sit back there. If this is an issue that you, not somebody in your family, please, you, come and stand here quickly. Worship team, help us while you're coming.
Is greater,
listen, the Bible says by one man sin came and death came as a result of that sin. You know why it is here by one woman? By one man, because the man is the carrier of the seed. Are you getting me? And so through blood, not only can sin be transferred. Who is that?
And if our God is for us.
Oh my God, look at this. He's a sickler. Bring him here. Bring him right to this side.
Our God is greater.
Help me. Hold on. What is this? Who is come now? Eh? You are the one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell us about him.
Oh, he's just my landlord's son.
Oh, is your landlord? Who brought him? But you don't know him?
Yes, I stayed in the house, but I don't really know the name.
The situation. Can he talk?
Yes, sir.
What's his name?
Rabiu.
Rabiu?
Yes, he's a Christian.
Oh, he's not a Christian.
Yes, sir.
What did they say is wrong? Because we need to know what the situation is. That's why I'm asking. Next time when you're bringing somebody who is sick like this, get the medical documents, right? As much as possible. Well, they may not even have any of these things, but at least just get to find out. What did they say is wrong with him?
They said he was born with a wound.
With what?
One particular wound on his...
Wound?
Yes, sir.
Is he hearing what I'm saying now? Kanajina, who can speak very fluent outside? Selena is not around. Don't come and speak nonsense here. Make sure that you are very fluent. Very fluent. Preferably if you read outside. If you didn't, make sure that you have a track record. Please. Track record. Bless you, sir. Okay. Let's allow two of them. Okay, please talk to him. Ask him what the situation is.
Make it down, Munka.
Sikila.
Eh?
He said Sikila.
But he's just under pressure. Tell him to talk to me in the house, sir.
Yache, me basalanka. Make it down, Munka.
Ask him, are the legs strong?
Kapapuanka, soon at the karpi.
Ama wannan ya karye ne.
Said this one is broken.
The leg is broken. Since when?
2 years. About 5 weeks or six.
Tell him that, does he believe that Jesus can heal him? The boy is afraid.
Said yes.
He's using a stick. This leg is actually broken. Completely broken. This one, which one is broken? Tell him he cannot walk without a stick. You had to carry him to come. They held him to come. Father, in the name of Jesus, would you do a miracle right now? In the name of Jesus Christ, would you strengthen his feet? Which wound was he born with?
Which month?
Which wound? Wound? Is this the wound?
Eh? What did you want?
He
said that this one is sickler.
Okay. Father, we change his genotype right now. And we minister strength to him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let strength come to you. In the name of the Christ. In the name of the Christ. Hold my hands. Tell him to hold my hands. Tell him to try to walk. Tell him not to be afraid. Leave him. Is he for you? Tell him to come. Ordinarily, can he walk?
He only crow.
As in physically, without this wound. Sweetheart, next time find out all these things. You hear? Look at me. Boy, so walk. Leave him. Just come. Don't leave him. When it's time to fall, just stand behind him and support him. So, come. Come. Just try. Hold my hands. Okay. I hope the guy even wants to be healed. Okay, keep him. Just keep him somewhere. Keep him somewhere and minister to him so that we settle down the rest. Eh? No. Find a chair or somewhere and keep him. Never try to bring people who are not open and prepared to receive. The sister pitied him and brought him, but you need to find out his readiness of heart. Probably this boy now, they may even go and flog him for coming. So please make all those researches. This is terrible. This is witchcraft. This is pure. This is herbal, demonic witchcraft. This is not even sickness. Praise the Lord. Now all of you standing here, look at me. Please, I want you to be tired of your condition and trust the Lord to change it now. I don't know who has told you what, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as I minister to you, I want you to expect the power of God to touch you. Right? In the name of Jesus Christ. There are devils responsible for all of this and they must let you go now. Stretch your hands towards them, all of you, in 1 minute. Hold my hands as I pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command this to be broken right now. I command this to be broken right now. That spirit, that sickler spirit, I change that genotype right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I change that genotype right now. This is the boy or you? I change that genotype. This baby will grow, living a normal life in the name of Jesus Christ. My dear, you are the one a word came from. So hold my hands. Hold it with both of your hands. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break this right now. Every darkness, let her go. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Complete healing. In the name of Jesus. I curse that spirit out of your life, never to return. You live a normal and a healthy life. I break the hold of darkness over your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Satan, lose your grip by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every sickler spirit, I curse it in Jesus' name. Hold my hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that devil of darkness. It leaves you never to return again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a woman in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please come. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me a woman. I'm seeing a married woman. There's a problem. I don't know if it's a problem with your husband, not sickness. This is something that I don't know if it's a court case or there is an issue, whether with his job or something around like that. Please, who is that person? A woman. The Lord is showing me. If there's someone like that, please just make your way to the front. Very quickly, let me minister to you before we pray for the sick. Very quickly before we pray for the sick. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, if you're sick in your body, you came here trusting God for a miracle, please come out and line up here. Worship team, lead us through a powerful time of worship while we do that. Very quickly, please come. Come and stand, believing. Ushers, arrange them. Everybody come. We'll minister to everyone one by one. We're not too many. Please, let's save time. Let's save time so that we can do much. And in case you are here and your loved ones want to send in their prayer request, you can quickly text them, let them send it, and then we'll minister to them. Inside, outside, just stand right to the wall there as I minister to you. Everyone stand up, please. Let's speak over their lives in 1 minute. Shabalakora sede balada mafuriya. Zigrande la mafuriya tabalada ba. Please pray, pray, pray. Father, heal them. Those of us standing here, I'd like you to release your faith and ask the Lord to touch you. It's called a miracle service. Some of you were invited. Some of you came on your own. There is a God that does miracles here. Don't stop playing. What's wrong? Shibrando zirakato la brandi se pratishi la kabora suna. Skabrandi ge brado shibradi la baros pratishi. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let there be miracles.
I see miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere. Right now,
I see miracles everywhere.
Lord Jesus, we trust you. We trust you.
And it's happening right now.
Father, we give you all the glory. Every spirit of infirmity here is broken right now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Miracles everywhere, and it's happening right now. Right now, you say miracles everywhere. I see
miracles everywhere.
It's happening right now.
Miracles everywhere.
Miracles everywhere. promised. You're a faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your voice and say, the grave. can move
out
and keep me in the valley and hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Friend, where I've been with
you. Out.
Forever.
Yeah.
There's nobody greater than you. There's no name, no sickness, and there's nobody greater.
Let's rise up on your feet.
Hallelujah.
Stretch your hands towards this place. Please. Stretch your hands as we pray. Go ahead and pray. There is a God that answers prayers. The Bible says to you that answers prayers will all flesh come. Go ahead and pray.
Shekete balada baka prando supredi shiva. Skebrando skorati predi shila balada la bos. Zebrado shala balada la bos. Skebrati shabala la bos.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be miracle. We release miracles. We release miracles. We release miracles. Shakata balada baka prato soto balada bash. You are the great and mighty God. There are many prayer points here, my God, I ask. We release the power of the Holy Spirit upon it. Let there be a performance, O God. Let there be a performance. Rakato perete doko sutu duba la da baga da braga da ba da 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 bos. Zekata preto koto ba da ba. Let there be miracle joy. Let there be spiritual breakthrough. Expansion for lives and businesses. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Supernatural breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that every prayer request here is turned into a testimony. No matter how impossible it is, we provoke the hand of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Karosite Lamando Kriasta. Rabakato parita matika sudobalana makatia. Dobre puski labando krato shelakaria. Let there be a performance, O God. Let your people have all kinds of resurrections and breakthrough. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please lift your hands as I prophesy over your life. Believe in the Lord your God shall be established. The Bible says, believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. There is someone here between now and next week. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, between now and next week, the breakthroughs that will happen in your life will surprise you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, as I speak, most of those affected, the fire of God will come upon you as I speak. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord is telling me. I know that I'm going to pray for everyone, but let's just respond as the Lord wants. Lift your hand. There are people here whose families have suffered marital delays. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command that those delays are broken now. They are broken now. Siketekete baladaba. The Lord is tearing down yokes of delay. It's been broken right now. Delay, delay. Lord, anyone here who has gone through any kind of delay, locate them and touch them right now. Right now, by the power of God. By the power of God, God is breaking delays. That's what is happening right now. Lord, to that sister, there is delay being broken right now. The Lord is breaking delay in a sister's life right now. Right now, right now. I cause that delay. I also see two ladies outside. The Lord is breaking delay outside. The fire of God is coming upon two ladies. Massive fire upon them. The cause of delay broken now. You don't need to bring them out. There are 11 people here God is giving speed, supernatural speed. I release it right now. Receive it where you are. All those involved, Shikata, Seketa, Deketa, Ratabos, 11 people, Sototokete, Seketeke Lepata, Soprotote Lapa, speed, speed, speed. You will run like Elijah. Run like Elijah. The Lord is saying, I should prophesy to someone that you thought the change will never come. But before the end of this month, that change will come. This is not to everybody. All those involved, I told you as I speak, all those that the word is for, the word will locate them as I speak. Right now, oh God, all those for that change, all those for this word, Karakatobashata, inside and outside, by the fire of the Spirit, change! I speak to that situation. Change! 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 Hallelujah. I see 20 families. The Lord is bringing promotion for them before the end of the year. Lift your hands. Father, wherever they are, 20 families right now, in the name of Jesus, may the fire of God touch those people and confirm that word now. Now, now. 20 families. Let the fire of God move now, inside and outside. Makoto Sotota, 20 families due for dramatic promotion by the Spirit of God. It's coming now. It's coming now in a mighty way. It's coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. 20 families. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. I see at least 11 families again. I don't know why God is giving me this, but I'm seeing chains, and these are financial chains. Father, where are they? 11 families. Right now, by the sword of the Spirit, I command Nekaya, Sotete, Reketete Kaya. Manda proske baba baba. Seke palia. Right now, the fire of God comes upon 11 families, inside and outside, especially outside. I see a number of families, the rain of financial harvest. Right now, right now, right now. Sokototota baba baba baba. Fire is burning those chains. Fire is burning those chains. Hallelujah. I see an angel of the Lord standing with gifts. Stretch your hands towards me. Just stretch your hands towards me. These ones are many. I see at least 30 people. 30 people. These gifts represent breakthroughs. Lord, in the name of Jesus, it will come on you. You will literally feel heavy. Something being given to you. Right now, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost, from my left to my right to outside, all of these people that are being given these gifts, let it happen right now. Locate them right now. Right now, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. It's coming on people. Heavy gifts. It will manifest physically. These are breakthroughs. Outside there are people at the back. Outside there are people. Shakatala batata. We release it. Angels are walking all over this room. When they touch you, you will know. When they touch you, you will know. When they touch you, you will know. It's the touch of the angels. Makatala baya. The touch of angels, like fire upon your hands, like fire upon your hands like fire inside and outside. Release it, oh God. Release it, oh God. Supernatural gifts like fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm seeing like a rag, like a handkerchief. And the Lord is telling me, wipe the tears of many. There are people here who came here trusting the Lord to wipe your tears and that of your family members. Lift your hands. Father, wherever they are, confirm to them that you have touched them. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, you will feel fire on your face. Literally on your face. That's what God is telling me. Literally on your face. As though someone ignited fire. And the anointing of the Spirit will be heavy upon you. Let it be released right now. Lord, wipe the tears of these families. Right now. Right now. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now. I release it. I release it. Right to the back. Right to the back. Right to the back. Right to the back. God is wiping tears right to the back. I see angels at the back. At the back. I don't know what is happening at the back. Both inside and outside. Both inside and outside. At the back. I see the angels of the Lord wiping the tears of people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see four people. At the beginning of this year, the Lord promised you that this year will be characterized by favor. But you really have not seen it. The Lord is saying, I should tell you that beginning from Monday, this is what I hear. Not everybody. I'm going to prophesy a general prophecy. But there are some people that will enter some realms of favor. You will know it right now. Lift your hands. Father, every one of those people, let the fire of God touch them. Just shout Jesus once. One, two, go. Touch them. Favor. By Monday. Unusual favor. Rekata. Sekete. Inside and outside. By Monday. Favor starts. Mysteriously. Mysteriously. Favor in the departments. Favor in faculties. Mysterious favor. Hallelujah. Favor. Favor. Mysterious favor. Hallelujah. Now before I just do the general prayer and then we round up, please lift your hands. The Lord is releasing the spirit of revelation upon certain people right now. Upon certain people. The moment I count three, the spirit of revelation will come in a mighty way. I see it like blue flames. Blue flames. One. Sha-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Two. Three, take it now. The spirit of revelation. The spirit, my goodness, many people inside and outside, catch up with them. The spirit of revelation. Eyes like an eagle. Receive the vistas of eagles. Insight into the mysteries of the kingdom. Hallelujah. One last prayer and then I speak general prayer. Lift your hands, please.
The Lord wants to deal with delay again. I'm hearing delay. I thought God was done, but the Lord wants to deal with delay. Because this is somebody's expectation. Please lift your hand. Father! Where is that brother or sister, that family that has been tied down? When resurrection comes, delay goes. Right now in the name of Jesus, at the count of three, delay is a spirit. You may have not known it, but I see a sword. I don't see fire. It's a sword. It will hit you like a tornado. Right now, take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. It will hit you like a tornado where you are. I cause delay. Outside, God is touching men. I see swords. Mighty swords released outside. Delay. Broken now. Delay. Broken now. Delay. Broken now. Delay. I cause that spirit. I cause that spirit. Ayayayayayaya. Sokoto toto pekete. Maga prata labata. I cause delay. And I release speed. I cause delay. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak over your life. Everything you have not been able to achieve from January till today, between now and December 23rd, I prophesy, may you achieve it now. Receive it as a prophecy. Receive it as a prophecy. Receive it as a prophecy. Everything that has died in your life, I don't care what it is, in the name that is above all names, I'm prophesying, and for some of you, as short as 1 week, let there be dramatic resurrections. Let there be resurrections. Let there be resurrection. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command, let the mantle of favor that can change a man's situation without explanation. There is a God that we serve in this place, Koinonia. Makoto paratata. Keteleke. Era poto sata. Receive this mantle of favor now. Receive it now. I pray for you. Whatever has not been working in your life, you have tried and it did not work. I prophesy to you, with this resurrection power, go back and try again. Go back and try again. Go back to that business and try again. Go back to that relationship and try again. Everything that has refused to work, I command it to work now. Listen, every door that has refused to open to you, you have done everything you know, and by now that door should be open. In the name that is above all names, I release my faith with you. And I force that door, Ephata, be open now. Be open now. Be open now. Look, listen, listen. Let me tell you, many of you will be surprised. You don't know what it is that is happening in the spirit. Again, I command every closed door, let it be evidently open. Evidently open. Name of Jesus Christ. Any man holding what belongs to you, Makoto Sataya, Barekete Katabaladabo, Mande Pratayata, any destiny helper holding what God has commanded to be released already, in the name of Jesus, between now and next week, by the fire of the Holy Ghost,
I command it to be released. I command it to be released. Anyone here, the devil is eyeing for death. Eyeing you that you will not see December. Anyone here who has been earmarked in covens, Makoto Parataya. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. In the name of Jesus, whoever is plotting evil against you, they will fall into it. I command judgment over every human and spiritual agent. Anybody that invokes your name in any altar, the fire of God will answer for you. Any man born of a woman that takes your name to a shrine, to a coven, as they call your name, the fire of God will judge them. Any man that has taken your business, your relationship, let me tell you, this world is a wicked place. Your academics, any man, I speak again in the name of Jesus, whether human or demonic, right now by the force of the Spirit, I command judgment on them. Everyone who has been responsible for the predicament of your family, as surely as the Lord lives, they will not see tomorrow with their eyes. I say it again, they will not see tomorrow with their eyes. Oh earth, open up and swallow them. Oh earth, open up and swallow them. I command the earth to fight them. I command the stars to fight them. I command the mysteries of the heaven to fight them. It's time for you to go. You must rise. You must rise. Oh yes. Many of you will hear testimonies that will make you afraid. You will hear that some men that have stood as altars, the ground will open up and swallow them. See, let me tell you, I have no respect for evil people. Are you getting my point? I'm not one of those kind of pity teachings. Any man that sits on anything that belongs to you, again I speak, oh earth, open up and swallow them. Any man that makes himself your enemy, may God become their enemy. Any man that vows that you will not move forward, it is his dead body you will carry as you move forward. I pray for your academics. Whatever has vowed that this laughter will not come from your face, in the name of Jesus, as you are coming out of the grave, let that spirit enter that same place. As you are coming out of the grave, let those people enter that grave. I say it again. As you are coming out of the grave, whoever is responsible for your being in that grave, if I be a servant of God, they enter that grave. Call your testimony from the realm of the spirit. Any force that will stop it from manifesting physically, in the name of Jesus, I declare the ministry of angels in the heavens for your sake. I command a warring of angels. Like Elijah saw the feast, I command May your eyes see your miracle. May your hand handle it. Lift your hands and give God praise. Lift your hands and give God praise. Very quickly, you are here and you've not surrendered your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Where you are, please keep standing. We're rounding up already. You've never given your heart to the Lord. Peradventure, you were invited here. Or you have been born again, but you found out that you've not been walking accurately in the ways of the Lord. And you want to make your ways right with God. This is the moment for you. You want to make your ways right with God. You want to make your ways right with God. Please don't let anybody come here before you. I know that there are people here who are saying, Lord, I'm tired. God bless you, my dear. Please follow this lady quickly and come. Let's keep standing, please, to honor them. We're rounding up. There are people here, I believe she's not the only one. Wherever you are, inside or outside, you are saying, Lord, I'm tired. I have seen your power and your glory and I want to take you seriously. God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. Celebrate them, Koinonia. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. There are still people outside. Don't be ashamed. Come and stand before His Majesty. It's the beginning of a life of purpose. It's the beginning of a life of meaning. God bless you. Those of you standing here, I salute you for this great decision. You will never regret it in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, whoever will come to me, I will in no wise cast away. I'd like you to pray after me. Say, Jesus, I believe in you. Come and join them. Jesus, I believe in you. I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Please come and join them quickly. Forgive my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. From today, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I'm born again. Come and live in me, in the person of the Spirit, and use me for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Now I pray for you, Father. You brought these ones. Keep them. Save them. Let their decisions be genuine. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it not be an emotional decision. Let it be very genuine. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for making this decision. I'd like you to quickly follow the order.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Sanctuary Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ANI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Sanctuary Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.